Hello. So we've had the presentation of the research, and it was broken down into a number of areas. And one of the interesting things about it was that we were given a list of areas that were considered strengths within the sector of in terms of skills and competencies, mm-hmm. and areas that were considered weaknesses. And we just had a bit of a discussion about that, didn't we, Peter? Yeah. Tell us who you are first.
I'm Peter Stott from Falkirk Museum in Scotland. Yeah, it's very difficult to be able to form a judgment on you know what research and the sample of people has actually shown. A bit surprising, particularly in relation to issues around the relationship of what we do to what's down as nature and the environment, the connection to that. And I just wonder whether. If that question about that was phrased differently, in other words, what is the fundamental purpose to the global big project of human life on the planet? Would that elicit any different kinds of responses? On the other hand, I would understand that perhaps a lot of people who are really passionate about their subject perhaps lose focus on the big purpose, I'm probably surprised to be asked, a question like, "What is the connection between what you do and environmental sustainability?"
It seems to me to be quite exciting to actually be invited to consider that. I mean, it's not something that you get, that comes up in this kind of the sterile world of academia very often. It's kind of what is the impact of what you do on making the world a better place for everything?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun, though, isn't it?
It is kind of fun, but it's a crucial question, really. Mm. I know the work of Mission Models. I've been very interested in the work of Mission Model Money for a few years now, and their issue of creating a viable sector, a sustainable sector, but making an impact on a life-friendly and environment and planet-friendly to those kinds of ends. And okay, if people were surprised by that, then in a sense that's good, because perhaps we need more of that kind of language to even people who are operating at the coalface of the sector. To think what your larger purpose is extremely important, mm-hmm. and it's very, very important for advocacy as well, I think.
You work in museums. Mm. Do you think there's going to be a difference in the perception of what skills and competencies are required between curators of art and heritage and practitioners?
Yes, to some extent. There's that kind of freedom of movement and the different contexts in which those two types of people work. But at the same time, I think there are going to be generic understandings of what these competencies could be, or generic competencies, and the sense of all being in the same boat together and working towards similar very, very broad goals, very broad but very crucial goals. And I think those kind of connections are very, very important.
And we touched on the idea that actually we can see times of great flux and change as an opportunity rather than just a challenge.
Yes.
And I guess that's a big part of it, that feeling of being all in this together is heightened when we all go, none of us know what's going on.
Yeah. No, the uncertainty principle is very important. I mean, I think in normal life, uncertainty is a norm, and just now, as the economic recession hits the public sector more obviously than it has done up to now, I think these kind of questions all come much more to the fore. And just as a final point, that one of the questions in the summary, the executive summary that was produced for this report, was should we have taken a look at the idea of hope rather more importantly? And I think hope is of fundamental importance when we're talking about uncertainty, and particularly with positions of leadership. Leaders don't have all the answers anyway, and in some times of uncertainty, they certainly don't have the answers, but they can engender a sense of hope.
Wow.
That's incredibly important.
That's really, really exciting. Thank you.